Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Garon. Today I'm joined by Sean Jensen. He's the pastor of Authentic Church. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad that I get to be a part of this. So awesome to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we had you today to talk about The Night to Shine coming up on February 9th. We've talked a little bit about it in the past with Joan Carlson from Mosaic, but here's your chance as the host building the host church to tell us all about it. How did this come about?
Well, Night to Shine is an awesome night for people in the special need community. Honestly, our church noticed that our church want to be a part of something more than just inside the four walls of a church building. We want to make sure that we're a church for the community, not just in the community. Mm-hmm. And in our community, we have a pretty widespread of special need community. And we open our doors all the time to the people in the special needs community already on Sundays. And we just figured that seeing all these other churches around the world do this big event, that we would thought, hey, why don't we try something like this? And sure enough, we applied and they said that they would love to have us be a host church, as well as all the other churches all over the nation doing it the same night. And so that was just kind of our heart, was just to say, hey, we're not just here to be in our community. We're here for our community. And we're just hoping that relationships will be made from here that will go beyond just this night. So that's kind of why we did it. Honestly, got on board. And so we're just looking forward to it. So
what is The Night to Shine? We know you're hosting it at your church, but what is going to happen that night from 6 to 9, right?
Yeah, 6 to 9, February 9th. Night to Shine, honestly, it's a prom for the special needs community, but it's more than just that. So this night, there's going to be food. There's going to be red carpet, paparazzi, professional photographers, videographers, limo rides, a karaoke room, dancing. Of course, there's going to be dancing. I'm going to be dancing. Everyone's going to be dancing.
Right.
So that's kind of what the Night to Shine is all about. Not just that, but we work really hard to get people volunteering so they can be buddies, so people don't have to go by themselves. And then at the end of the night, there's a giant crowning ceremony where everyone gets crowns, tiaras and crowns. So it's really just a night to treat everyone like kings and queens. And so that's kind of what's going on that night. Oh, and not just that. Also, there's they're doing like hair and makeup and stuff for the ladies as they come in and stuff to make them, you know, just all, I mean, they're already pretty. Let's just be honest.
Right.
But to make them look pretty for the paparazzi walking on the red carpet and stuff. So we're really pumped about this event. So
all the bells and whistles, it sounds
like. Yeah, it is.
That's
awesome. A lot going into it. So
now, you mentioned that there were a lot of ways people can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a time and place where you can sign up for that, right?
Yes. So we'll be sharing it on our Facebook page, Authentic Church. So that's one way to check it out. But also next week, starting Tuesday until Friday, our doors will be open at our church building, which is 902 West Custer or the Old Freaksters. Or the Crystal Palace, or if you really want to go back, it is the Old Moose. So
I still call it that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But we've painted it and changed it. And so Tuesday, the doors will be open for a couple things. First off, we are looking for volunteers. This isn't not just our church are volunteering. We have other people in our community who go to church, who don't go to church, who just want to volunteer. And that is completely okay. But we need background checks. So we have to have you register. So you can come onto the building next week, Tuesday, which I think is going to fall on the 16th. On the 16th on through, you can come in and get a volunteer registration. Also, if you know someone who wants to be a guest, they can get a guest registration there too, because we want to get that in as soon as possible as well. And if you have any type of formal wear, dresses, slacks, pants, dress shirts that you would like to donate to this event, you can also bring those in next week as well. So next week, starting on Tuesday, normal business hours, we will have the doors open for that specific reason. So we'd love to have, I mean, anyone to help out in those areas. So
off the top of your head, can you think of those kinds of volunteers you needed? I know you mm-hmm. said hair and makeup.
Yeah.
And you said photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Music. You have music covered though, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of the media music stuff is covered, just because the way we do church, we already have kind of the sound system and we have a DJ and stuff that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if anyone's listening at, you know, a salon and you want to donate your time, we're looking for people to do updos and makeup. We have someone already helping. Tony at Good Times Limo is helping.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to come help. So we're thankful for him. And I mean, really the big thing is just buddies. Mm-hmm. This being a part of that night. We don't want it just to be a night set apart for the special need community. We want it to be an inclusive night where we're all having a good time. So the more volunteers is going to help with that.
So show up at the church Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from the 16th to the 19th. And you can find out more information either way and sign up to volunteer,
yes,
right?
Yes, we'll have information and volunteer registrations ready.
Is that a good time to learn about your church, too? Because I know you just expanded how long ago?
We went into that building a year ago.
Wow, how's it been for the last year?
It's been awesome. You can come check out the remodel when you see it. It's been cool to see what our team has done. Now we currently meet at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. So we need two experiences to make sure that we have enough room. They're identical, so they're not different. They're at 9 o'clock and 11, the same thing, just so that we have more room for more people to come with great kids' experiences, too. So most of the kids bring the parents because they love coming back. So we have a good time every Sunday.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to cover about this?
Honestly, again, thank you. I'm excited to be a part of Tim Tebow Foundation with the Night to Shine. And we think it's an awesome opportunity for people maybe listening right now in the community. So it's not just our church. We really want to be a part together. So if you're listening, want to help out, we'll see you Tuesday. Come on out Tuesday. Our doors will be open at 8 o'clock. Come on out, get a registration. Let's get you plugged in. It's going to be a night, honestly, to remember. So,
very good. We'll do a recap one more time. The Night to Shine is February 9th. Give me a time and a place,
at
please.
At 6 o'clock it starts, and the party don't stop till 9 at night. So we're excited. For some, it might go all night, but we're closing the doors at 9. So we're excited about that.
Great. We've been speaking with Sean Jensen. He's a pastor at Authentic Church.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much for joining us today.
All right.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.